You're listening to Martian Gardens. My name is Max, and this is episode 869, hour 2. As we ended with hour 1 with Pauline Oliveros, we'll start with Pauline Oliveros in hour 2. We're playing some pieces in honor of her life and work. Pauline Oliveros, one of the most influential composers to the program Martian Gardens and frequently played composers, passed away at the age of 84 at her home while sleeping on Thanksgiving morning. And we feel very sad about this, but of course she led as productive and as full a life as a human being could lead probably, and leaving at 84, compos mentis, is not such a terrible thing. But we'll hear a couple of her pieces, starting in this first set of the hour. Remember, this is episode 869, hour 2, and the complete playlist is posted at my brand new site, martiangardens.blog. And once again, that's simply Martian Gardens, one word, .blog. And the entire 3 hours are downloadable, of course, at the hosting site. Podcast hosting site. Radio for All, that's radio. Numeral 4, ALL.net. We'll hear from Pauline Oliveros, music for electronically filtered accordion that she composed for an experimental production of King Lear. The piece we'll hear from Crone Music on Lovely Music Limited is called A Woman Sees How the World Goes with No Eyes. And following this 7-minute piece, we'll hear about 12 more minutes of Pauline with some of her early work in 1966 at the University of Toronto Electronic Music Studio. We'll hear 3 pieces entitled simply 3 Pieces, music for electronic synthesizer and oscillators and other equipment from 1966, University of Toronto. First, Pauline Oliveros from Crone Music. This is called A Woman Sees How the World Goes with No Eyes. Electronically filtered accordion for King Lear.
Thank you.
Music from Pauline Oliveros on Martian Gardens. We heard three selections, called three pieces, one through three, from the University of Toronto Electronic Music Studio, 1966. Those come from a compilation or a box set of Pauline Oliveros' works that were from the 1960s. Experiments with early electronic instruments, reverberations, tape and electronic music, 1961 through 1970. A large box set of 12 CDs that Pauline herself helped me to negotiate a better price than the list price for. That's the kind of lady she was. She passed away last Thanksgiving, pretty much of old age. And it seemed like she was always going to be around because, again, that's the kind of person she was. But we all have our time here. And she died peacefully. As she lived on Thursday morning of Thanksgiving. We heard before three pieces from the University of Toronto Electronic Music Studio. We heard another Pauline Oliveros from Crone Music. That was where did I leave the Crone Music? Oh, yeah, that was called A Woman Sees How the World Goes With No Eyes, music she composed in the late 1980s for an experimental presentation of King Lear, and that's on Lovely Music Limited. We'll continue now with electroacoustic music from James O'Callaghan, electronic music from Carrie Nutman, and Musique Concrète from Todd Dockstader. We start with the young composer James O'Callaghan, born in Burnaby, British Columbia, 1988. He studied at McGill under Philippe Leroux and at Simon Fraser under Barry Truax, and his first electroacoustic music CD on Empreinte Digitale was released recently. We'll hear one of the tracks, which is called Objects Interiors, electroacoustic music occurring inside of a piano. The CD is called Espèce Tautologique, James O'Callaghan. And this runs about 10 minutes. And we'll follow with Carrie Nutman, Green Noise 14, and Todd Dockstader, Basement Passage. You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 869, hour 2. And the Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog. And you can download the entire 3 hours of Martian Gardens at Radio for All. That's radio numeral 4 ALL .net. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens. We just heard from Todd Dockstader, the late Todd Dockstader, and a new CD on Starkland Records called From the Archives. That was called Basement Passage. Before Todd Dockstader, we heard from Carrie Nutman, English composer, and his new CD, River Runs Through It, which is, we heard Green Noise number 14. That's from MPS Music and Video. Before Carrie Nutman, we started with James O'Callaghan, a native of British Columbia, and we heard his electroacoustic piece taking place within the environment of a piano. That was called Objects Interiors, and that was released on the CD A Space Tautologique on Empreinte Digitale, James O'Callaghan. The details, of course, for all these pieces with relevant links are available on the Martian Gardens blog, which is martiangardens.blog. That's the new one. The old one, where you can still see the archives, and you should be until I have to post them somewhere else, was on the blogspot, martiangardens.blogspot.com. We'll end with music by Lei Liang, a Chinese-American composer. We'll hear his piece called Trans, Music for Solo Percussion, performed by his fellow faculty member from the University of California, San Diego, Stephen Schick. This is called Trans, new from Lei Liang and his new CD Luminous on New World Records.
Thank you.